Greetings in Christ. I am Pastor Heath Trampy. The New Testament reading for today is from Luke chapter 7, verses 1 through 17. After he had finished all his sayings in the hearing of the people, he entered Capernaum. Now a centurion had a servant who was sick and at the point of death, who was highly valued by him. When the centurion heard about Jesus, he sent to him elders of the Jews, asking him to come and heal his servant. And when they came to Jesus, they pleaded with him earnestly, saying, "He is worthy to have you do this for him, for he loves our nation, and he is the one who built us our synagogue." And Jesus went with them. When he was not far from the house, the centurion sent friends, saying to him, "Lord, do not trouble yourself, for I am not worthy to have you come under my roof. Therefore I did not presume to come to you, but say the word, and let my servant be healed. For I too am a man set under authority, with soldiers under me. And I say to one, 'Go,' and he goes, and to another, 'Come,' and he comes. And to my servant, 'Do this,' and he does it." When Jesus heard these things, he marveled at him, and turning to the crowd that followed him, said, "I tell you, not even in Israel have I found such faith." And when those who had been sent returned to the house, they found the servant well. Soon afterward, he went to a town called Nain, and his disciples and a great crowd went with him. As he drew near to the gate of the town, behold, a man who had died was being carried out, the only son of his mother, and she was a widow. And a considerable crowd from the town was with her. And when the Lord saw her, he had compassion on her and said to her, "Do not weep." Then he came up and touched the bier, and the bearer stood still. And he said, "Young man, I say to you, arise." And the dead man sat up and began to speak. And Jesus gave him to his mother. Fear seized them all, and they glorified God, saying, "A great prophet has arisen among us, and God has visited his people." And this report about him spread through the whole of Judea and all the surrounding country. O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God. In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets, but now in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son. Every time I go online, it seems like all people want to talk about is artificial intelligence, or AI. And the prevailing sentiment is hard to nail down. Many are saying that AI could be the ruination of society. One of those people is Elon Musk, who utilizes AI more than just about anyone. Others say that AI could usher in an age of unprecedented peace and prosperity. From my perspective, AI is confusing. When I go to use a search engine, it seems like AI is usually giving the answer. Sometimes it's not factually correct. When I see a video that I want to share with my wife or friends, I have to double check to make sure it's real and not just a product of the AI factory. While we talk about this phenomenon as intelligence, it certainly makes the truth harder to spot. Today's reading from Luke is all about truth, particularly the truth of Jesus Christ. The gospel writer shares a relatively well-known story about Jesus healing a centurion's servant. The centurion, unquestionably an important man in society, sends an envoy of Jewish elders to plead his case. By the way these elders speak of the man, it's clear they understand his position in society. But there's more here than meets the eye. The Jewish elders make a case for Jesus to help the servant, even sharing that this devout military leader was responsible for building the synagogue, another point for the centurion. Jesus agrees and makes his way for the man's house. Before he arrives, another delegation meets Jesus, and the picture becomes more detailed. Now the delegation urges Jesus to keep his distance, lest he become unclean by entering the Gentile's house. So which is it? Should Jesus come or should he go? A little confusion here would be understandable, but Jesus saw the reality clearly. He remarks, "Not even in Israel have I found such faith." The centurion sent the original elders because he didn't feel worthy of approaching Jesus with his request. When he saw that the Lord was actually coming, he sent another group to keep Jesus from becoming unclean. In every action recorded by Luke, the centurion felt unworthy of Jesus' time and attention. The result was high praise from our Lord and a healed servant. In the second narrative, Jesus visits the small community of Nain, which is mentioned only here in the New Testament. A local woman is even more distressed than the centurion. Her husband died some time ago, and now she has also lost her only son. We don't have time to examine the historical ramifications, but this woman was in a bad way. The crowds are there to support her in the moment, but what about the next day, or week, or month? How would she eat? What would become of her life? Luke writes that upon seeing her, Jesus esplochniste, a Greek word meaning his guts churned with compassion for her. His heart was broken. If entering the centurion's house would have made Jesus unclean, and it would not have, then touching this dead body would have been a great mistake. But Jesus is the Lord of even death, and he resurrected the son with just a word, "Young man, arise." These narratives illustrate not just the power of our Lord, but also his great love and compassion. As we continue to celebrate Jesus' resurrection on Easter morning, let us remember also the truth of his love for us, truth unwavering. Even in the midst of illness, tragedy, and death, he is with us. You know, I'm not sure what artificial intelligence will ultimately do to our society. My years of life in this world would suggest that some outcomes will be positive and others much less so. One thing I know for certain, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He has conquered sin, death, and Satan on our behalf, and he invites us to share this good news with the world. God be with you today and always. Amen. We pray. O God, by your almighty word, you set in order all things in heaven and on earth. Put away from us all things hurtful, and give us those things that are beneficial for us. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.